Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Mini camp is over and the true offseason has begun, just a month until training camp, but the questions continue to flow in, so let's get right to them. The first one comes from John in San Diego. How does Teddy Bridgewater look so far? Is it possible Teddy could beat Matt Cassel in the quarterback competition? So far, so good for Mr. Bridgewater. He really progressed throughout the offseason program once he came in at rookie minicamp all the way through last week's mandatory minicamp. I thought he made great strides. Right away, he impressed me with how quick his operation is. The moment he takes the snap to the moment he releases the ball, very quick, a quick release and a quick drop back by Bridgewater. I thought he looked his best during the three-day mandatory minicamp. That's where he kind of put everything together. Still a long way to go for Bridgewater, but I think he's making great strides. And yes, I think he is a candidate to win this quarterback competition between himself, Christian Ponder, and Matt Cassel. Once again, a long way to go, and no one has won it yet, but it's a good start for Bridgewater. The next question comes from Tyler in Lakeville. Which player the Vikings picked up during free agency has the most important role on this team? I hesitate to identify a most important role on the team. You win as a team, you lose as a team in the NFL. So no one is more important than the other. But I will say this, I think one of the most important additions the Vikings made this offseason, Captain Munnerlyn, the cornerback. He's going to play in base defense, obviously, but he becomes really important in sub-packages when the Vikings bring out their nickel or dime defense, because he's going to slide inside and play that nickel cornerback spot. It's a spot we've been looking to find a solid player since Antoine Winfield left our team. I think Munnerlyn is a candidate to fill that role just as Winfield did. It's a very valuable role, especially in Mike Zimmer's defense. Question number three comes from Jason in Apple Valley. Do you think the new coaches will continue to use Cordarrelle Patterson in the backfield, or will we see him stick mostly to wide receiver this year? Well, obviously, Cordarrelle's going to spend most of his time lined up as a wide receiver, either in the slot or out wide. But Norv Turner likes to get multiple with his offenses. He likes to do sneaky things here and there, and one of those things, I'm sure, will be lining up Cordarrelle in the backfield, Jarius Wright in the backfield from time to time, maybe even Greg Jennings. I wouldn't pigeonhole any of those receivers as wide receiver only. I think all of them will be moved around quite a bit. Patterson is no exception. He is one of our most versatile and dynamic playmakers. An offensive coordinator like Norv Turner, who's been around for 35 years in the NFL, he's going to figure out a lot of good ways to use Flash. Our next question comes from Twitter. MN Norseman asks, is this the year that wide receiver Adam Thielen makes the 53-man squad? Hashtag Vikings. I think Adam is in as good a position as anyone beyond those first four receivers to make this squad. He had a great spring. Last year, he had a great training camp. If he puts together another great training camp following a good offseason program, and he can make a few catches in those preseason games, I think he's got a great shot. He's really come a long way in his year with the Vikings. I think he's going to take another big step during training camp. So, again, a long way to go here in the roster creation process, but I think Adam Thielen is on the right track. Our next question comes from Mary in Detroit Lakes. When players are traded, does the former team run the risk of inside knowledge being used against them by the traded player? Yeah, that's part of losing players, whether you trade them or lose them to free agency, but it's something that every team has the opportunity to do, including the team that traded away a player. When they sign a player in free agency, they have the opportunity to get inside knowledge about that player's former team. So this isn't really a factor when teams are doing roster business. It's just part of the game, and it's really something that is not as big of a deal as a lot of people make it out to be, because teams from week to week change so many things to avoid this problem. So yeah, it is a factor in trades, but I don't think it's a big one. Our final question comes from Anthony. Is there anything you can tell us about Tiny Richardson, the offensive tackle from Tennessee? Well, the Vikings signed him as an undrafted free agent this year. He participated in the offseason program and participated in the mandatory three-day minicamp last week. Took some reps at left tackle. I think that he's a guy who's going to be in the competition along the offensive line for a backup positioning at both left tackle and right tackle. That's a valuable spot for a team to have. You need to have that swing backup who can play both sides. I think Tiny is a candidate to win that job among a few others. So he'll be a player to watch during training camp. When the offensive and defensive linemen can put pads on, that's when we can really start to evaluate both of those positions. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. The offseason rolls on, and so does the Pick Six, but we need your questions to do so, so please submit them to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.